The rate of cesarean sections in the U.S. was a little over 32% in 2013, well above what the World Health Organization says is the ideal medically necessary target of 10 to 15%. In fact, a C-section is the most common surgical procedure in the U.S. And you've probably heard the cry, there are too many of these births, during which a surgeon makes an incision in the mother's abdomen so that the baby can be removed from the uterus as opposed to a vaginal delivery. But a new study in the Journal of Labor Economics makes a different case. Professors Bentley McLeod of Columbia University and Janet Curry of Princeton argue that the C-section rate isn't too high, it's too low for some women. Professor McLeod teaches in the Departments of Economics and International and Public Affairs at Columbia. Professor, welcome.
Great to be here.
And first of all, why did you even ask a question about whether or not the targets were right?
Well, we really didn't ask that question. What we're trying to understand is how to make American medical care better. And so we want to look at the quality of decision-making for an extremely important class of decisions, namely whether or not a doctor should perform a C-section on a mom. Mm-hmm. First, we looked at different markets and look at these moms and say, okay, are you a high-risk or a low-risk mom? And then we asked, what are the doctors doing? And we had a large data set. We had every single live birth in New Jersey from 1997 to 2006. We could observe the condition of the moms before they went into labor. And then we could actually see what the doctors did, and then we could measure a bunch of outcomes. That is, whether the mom died, the baby died, whether there were complications of birth. And then we'd start to put those two bits together. Previous work tends to say, okay, the C-section rate is too high and that doctors should try to have lower targets. Now, what they sort of forget is that there's a good reason for having C-section. Sometimes both the mom and the child would be better with a C-section. You have the pelvis of the mom is too small. The baby's coming out backwards. The placenta's in the wrong location.
Well, there seemed to be then a whiff of C-sections became this convenient thing to do rather than wait for nature to take its course. Do you agree with that, that there was some sort of creeping philosophy about C-sections that was coming into this that had nothing to do with safety, that it was more okay. – or is that an impression that people had?
Well, there's two things to keep in mind. I mean, in our previous work, we've actually looked at how doctors respond to financial incentives, and it's an empirical fact, and many health economists have found this, that doctors, like everybody else, do respond to financial incentives. And if they're not quite sure whether they should do C-section or not, they might say, well, let me just err on the safety side and also make a little bit of money as well. But probably more important is to realize there's a lot of variation in physician ability. Why do you go to see a doctor? They are going to help you make a decision, should I not have a C-section? So in some sense, recently Consumer Reports says, oh, I should choose a hospital with a very low C-section rate. But isn't it the job of the doctor to decide whether you have a C-section, not a product that you buy? I go to a low C-section rate hospital versus a high C-section rate. The doctor has to evaluate your case and make what I would call, let's say, a smart C-section decision.
Now we come back to your research. Didn't you find that there might be too many C-sections, yes, but for people with low risk who really didn't
That's
need
correct.
Them, but not enough C-sections for people with high risks who actually did need them?
Exactly. So what we would call the smart C-section rate would be a lower C-section rate for the lower risk and a higher C-section rate for the high risk. Now, to step back a bit, who's supposed to make that decision? Is the mom supposed to be a doc and make her decisions whether she's high or low risk? The point of the expert is they're supposed to evaluate you and help you make a better decision. The way it's sort of sold in the media, some people are viewing birth like a product and that you just go there and get this low C-section rate. But in fact, the quality of that product really depends on the decisions of a skilled professional.
Right. So it's a cautionary tale for expectant mothers. Don't be looking for a hospital based on how low, how few C-sections they do, because you might end up being somebody at risk who might need one.
Well, that's true. But it's also true, as I said, empirically in our data, is the hospitals with the better surgeons have the higher C-section rates. And what we found is that, in fact, these better doctors, the ones that have low rates for low risk and high rates for high risk, basically result in 3,000 fewer deaths in our study.
Wow. And this is 3,000 fewer deaths of the infants?
That's right. And this is kind of surprising because infant mortality is rather low. So we were surprised by the results, quite honestly. We really didn't expect this.
So let me repeat what you've said because I think it's worth it. The hospitals that had the lower rates for the low-risk mothers, and the higher rates, the appropriate higher rates for the high-risk mothers, had far lower, by 3,000 deaths, far lower infant mortality deaths.
In our full sample, yes. When I talk to doctors, by the way, it all makes sense to them. So they feel they understand that people vary in their ability.
So what do you do with this information? How do you impart this to doctors? How might it change how doctors approach pregnancy? What do you do with this?
Doctors are very busy. They're all trying to do a good job, and they have a hard time getting the kind of information that they need. And I think this type of work is basically suggesting we should do more to evaluate what they're doing and then provide feedback to them so they can do a better job. Secondly, I think the other takeaway is we need to be a little bit more thoughtful. The UK has a procedure in place in which whenever there's a maternal death, there's an investigation trying to figure out how they can do a better job. Here in the US, where you have a very decentralized system, some hospitals may do that, others may not. And so you don't have a systematic mechanism by which you help these doctors improve their decision-making ability. One of the things we found is doctors, even within an area, have quite widely different C-section rates. It's not true that doctors in the same area are learning from each other. They are basically practicing independently, and they're not really levering off each other's experience to actually do a better job. And that requires a coordination at a higher level.
Yeah. Well, and it requires getting out this information that there's not one size fits all.
Exactly.
There is perhaps too many C-sections, but just for women who don't need them, the low risk, and there's not enough, again, not enough for women at high risk who do. And by the way, is it always clear who's at high risk?
It's sometimes you do and sometimes you don't. And when you know, you can deal with it appropriately. But when you don't know, then it requires a skilled diagnosis to be able to make the right decision. And not everybody has those skills. And that's actually the other thing to keep in mind. When we're looking at a large complex system like the U.S. medical care system or any medical care system, there's lots of variation in the skill level. And the challenge is to improve everybody's skill level and help everybody do a better job.
Hmm. That's Bentley McLeod of Columbia University, along with Princeton's Janet Curdy. They studied the necessity of cesarean births and found that, unlike the popular thinking that there are too many, they found that there are too few for high-risk women. Bentley, we'll post some of your writing at hereandnow.org. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. It was great to chat with you.